Hello, this is Seductive Storm, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you'll enjoy it. From time to time, it'll just be me talking to you on topics, and other times I'll have co-hosts or people that I'm interviewing. So get ready for some real talk with Storm. Hello everyone. I just wanted to let you guys know, first of all, thank you so much to everyone who has been thanking me for creating this podcast. Those of you who may not know what you're listening to, although you should, this is Straight Talk with Storm. I'm known in the industry as Seductive Storm, and I have been a companion for 18 years total, although I did retire twice for about a year each time. But overall, I've been doing this a long time, and I've made a few interview and podcast rounds this year, and I just felt like there was a need for a podcast that was relatable to everyone, or at least to the online community of sex workers, one that encompassed and welcomed everyone to the table, not just the elite, not just the upscale, not just the VIP, but even the mid-grade and the lower bracket, because everyone needs to feel some type of support and education in this thing. And so I hope each one of these episodes will be enlightening to you or make you laugh. Some might even make you cry. Some might make you angry as shit with the things I say or the things other people who are on here are saying. But at least we're opening a discussion and hearing each other. So please tune in every episode, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Thanks. Hey guys, so how is everyone dealing with quarantine hell? For those of you listening who do not know, or who didn't listen to episodes from last week, my landlord, who is still trying to downplay this whole thing and even sent me a joke last night, or she thought it was a joke, saying, remember that time I had coronavirus, LOL, because she still wants me to believe she doesn't have it. But again, go back a couple episodes and I will have explained how I figured everything out based off of a news story and based off of the fact that she disappeared from our home. It's like a duplex, ever since, and has been hospitalized ever since. But I'm not gonna go through all of that again, because we're all bored. You may get more podcast episodes than you normally would have, but hey, we're all bored, so either I'm helping you and keeping you company, or you're gonna grow very annoyed with me, and either way is fine. I'm okay with either. I'm just letting you know that I had to have my daughter tested last Tuesday. We still have not gotten our test results back because, you know, the rich and the celebs get the testing first, and the rest of us are just forced to wait. Thank goodness so far both of us are feeling well. I do want to pass these things along to you guys before I get into what today's podcast is actually about. So as we know, and by the way, for those of you all who are like, why should we believe you? I worked in medical before I became an escort. And actually, I worked in medical at the same time as being an escort in the beginning. So if you go back through all of the coronavirus pandemics that there have been, or epidemics that there have been, some were not classified as pandemics. Go back to the most recent one, which was MERS, M-E-R-S, and you will find some studies. And my brain just started looking these things up because I wondered if certain things helped, like resveratrol. I didn't even know that it would help, but something just said to Google it. But what I can tell you is when the MERS epidemic came about, which was very deadly as well, just more contained, they found that vitamin D had some effect on how the virus was able to replicate itself and damage healthy cells in your body. So I got myself off of Amazon. It's now sold out. I guess other people read that same thing. By the Carlisle Company, Max Potency. D3 vitamin, and I got the 10,000, sorry, my Netflix just kicked on and it shouldn't have. I got the 10,000 IU dosage, and it has 400 soft gels in there. And then because it attacks people who have high blood pressure or heart problems very badly, I also got from Herbtopia on Amazon some external heart and cardiovascular intensive blood pressure and heart formula pills. They are veggie capsules, and there's 60 count in here. The most important thing, though, from that MERS study, that strain of coronavirus back in 2017, is that resveratrol, which is something that is found in red wine and grapes, has quite an effect on stopping it from being able to take over the body as quickly and aggressively. Now, again, this is a new strain, so we can't say that it's going to work the same, but the studies have shown what it did last time. So I would suggest getting some resveratrol. I got a 90-day supply being delivered today, and I will be dosing me and my family with it. Once again, it's resveratrol. And you should be able to do that research on Google yourself if you do not believe me. But I worked as a nursing assistant, and any time on our floor, and there were about 18 other nursing assistants, just to let you know how good I am at what I did prior to this. Anytime there was TB or HIV patients in double pressure rooms, those patients were given to me. Anytime we had cancer patients who were going through it, they were given to me. I once tried to quit a job at a nursing home, stayed home for a whole month, and thought, of course, they would have fired me because I no-showed and no-called for 30 days, and they called me to come back to work because I was that good at what I did as a nursing assistant. So please understand that I understand what I'm doing. I take it very seriously, and I implore so many more of you to do the same. I have made my home, well, will have made my home by the end of this week when everything arrives, a makeshift hospital, since they are now kind of telling the rest of the world that we cannot be tested unless our symptoms are severe enough and we cannot breathe for us to go to the hospital. So I have got some canned oxygen on the way. I have got some oxygen tanks and cannulas on the way. I have several N95 and N99 masks on the way. Gloves. I purchased plastic to be able to turn any of our rooms in our home into a quarantine chamber. We've got enough groceries for a while. I've even got 4 hazmat suits here. Several Lysol wipes, rubbing alcohol, meds to deal with fever, severe flu and cough meds. So, yes, because of my prior training, and by the way, finding a thermometer on Amazon or in your local drugstore right now is a nightmare. I was lucky last night to be able to actually order, I think, 2 of them. So we're hunkered down. I have Gatorade that I'm not allowing anyone to drink because I want to save it in case any of us get a fever. So I've taken this very seriously, and I implore the rest of you to do the same. I've got that covered. What I'm most worried about now, I would think, is the financial crisis of it all. Because I don't know how in the world I'm paying May bills beyond May. So I'm going to be reaching out to my governor. I've done it before in regard to something with my son in Job Corps. And I'm also going to be reaching out to local legislatures to see if not just for myself, but that, you know, we can put a hold on rent and eviction processes, because I've been here 3 years. I've never been late. But this is something that I don't think any of us saw coming. No matter what city and state you live in. And sure, I'm offering virtual sessions and things of that nature. But so far, the men have really not gotten desperate enough yet to jump at that opportunity. I don't think they've come to terms yet with the fact that most of us are not willing to meet them in person. And until it gets bad enough for them to realize that, I don't know that the virtual sessions are really going to catch on the way we'd like, but I'm hoping they do. But this is like episode number 2 of what we're doing while we're on quarantine. So I watched Self-Made, based off the life of Madam C.J. Walker. Now, I would hope for any of my non-people of color listeners that you know who that is. But if you do not, I won't hold it against you, although you should know. But I'll educate you real quick. She was a beautiful brown-skinned Afrocentric woman, meaning wide nose, thick lips, and not, quote, good hair woman who had a dream and decided that no one was going to stop her from seeing that dream or pursuing that dream. And she became a hair care legend and just a legend in regard to showing what women of color can do when we put our mind to it. So I watched it. It's a limited series. It's executive produced by LeBron James. I will never refer to a human being as king or queen who's not actually ordained as a king or queen. So I don't say King James like the rest of the world. I say LeBron James, and that's it. No slight or you know, ridicule of him or not seeing how great he is. I know he's a great basketball player. It's just not my thing. However, I will say that he did an excellent job on this. He's done excellent jobs on several TV shows, and kudos him on the schools that he has. So by all means, I'm a supporter of anything he's doing to big up people of color. But this show is worth a watch. It's only 4 episodes. All of you should make time for it. It is excellent. I talked about The Lost Girls yesterday, and that was important as well. But this is an amazing watch. It's just the right length. It's not too long. You can watch it. It keeps your interest. And the same actress, who starred in Ma and a few other really, really great movies. Hold on 1 second. I'm having a moment here, and I beg that you, like, deal with me for one moment. This actress, Octavia Spencer, is amazing every time you see her in something. We've seen her in so many movies, and I won't go through the list, but I will just say that she is absolutely amazing, and she can play so many different roles. And unlike Lost Girls, that really did not draw me in as much as I'd hoped, this drew me in from the very, very beginning. This was absolutely just, it got you. Like, as soon as you started watching it, you were just involved and in the moment. And it was absolutely just something to watch. I mean, she's done The Help. The other movie Divergent series, Hidden Figures, and The Shape of Water. I loved her role in that too. She's excellent. So, but back to the point about the current show I was watching. It was really interesting to watch, and I wanted to compare certain points of it to what we go through as sex workers, no matter our race, but especially women of color sex workers who want to be top earners, who want to be seen on that high end. And it's not, please, to those of you listening, because like I always say, this podcast is for everybody. No matter what end of the spectrum you're at, this podcast is for everyone. So I want everyone to feel like they have a seat at this table with me all the time. But this is about dreaming big and the world trying to tell you that you can't, or the world laughing at you and telling that you can't. So her tenacity throughout Self-Made is exactly the same tenacity and will and self-drive that you have to have to make it in sex work. No matter what people told her, no matter how they belittled her because she was dark or didn't have good hair, no matter how much Addie Mae tried to make her feel like a piece of shit or beneath her, although Addie Mae, if you watch the show, you'll find out had her own issues that she was just hiding and self-projecting, which I've been telling you all throughout the podcast. A lot of times when people say really evil, mean things to us, they're self-projecting things that they don't like about themselves. So it's important to remember that while you have every right to get offended by someone's ignorant comments, often there's a lot of pain and self-hate beneath the surface of that person that's making them come at you the way they're coming at you. So never assume that it's really anything to do with you, because usually, honestly, it is not. But just her will, just her continuing to say, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to sell more. And eventually getting to the point where she put her own dark skin, regular African-American hair, having self, wide nose self on her packaging is amazing. Now, sure, it's going to show you that she kind of stole parts of Chick's formula. But let me tell you something. Do you know how many times throughout the beauty industry certain formulas are stolen and adjusted, even in the fashion industry? And it goes back to she, in the beginning, went about it the right way. She asked Addie Mae, could she sell her product? Could she be her partner? And because she was dark-skinned with a wide nose, Addie Mae basically treated her like a plantation slave. You have to watch it. Not going to give too much away. But if any of us ever found ourselves in a situation like that, I think we'd probably do exactly what she did. So I can't be mad at her for how she did what she did. Business is cutthroat, no matter the business. But you just have to always have that same kind of tenacity and willpower, even in sex work. Like right now, what we're going through has sat all of our asses down. Like, there are a few people who are still trying to work, and I get the grind, and I get that, you know, some people can't afford to take a break. But the realistic thing that we're dealing with right now, the real part of this is, no matter how many ads you continue to put up, and no matter how badly you're still leaving the door open to see people, if your business was slow already before this, there's no reason for you to realistically think that people are going to come see you now when they already weren't coming to see you before this happened. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is really the truth. If it was already slow and dead for you, chances are this is not going to improve that. My suggestion is, as I said a few minutes ago, virtual. We're going to have to figure out how to be virtual for a few weeks, maybe even a couple of months, because they're saying that we might not get through the worst of this till between July and August. I don't know how many landlords are going to be kind to us all the way till August. So now we got to start figuring out, me included, other ways of making money. Because as much as I make my money off being an expert, and I've said this several times in the last few podcasts too, I also make money from other ladies who need my assistance with web design and assistant work. And right now, no one's really bringing in any money. And everyone's trying to save everything because we don't know what's at the end of the tunnel. To those of you who are in a position to still purchase services from me or others, please do, because we desperately need it. I am not so vain and so shallow that I cannot say to you right now publicly that I desperately, by May, am going to be drowning and need help. I paid my April rent already, but I still have utilities to pay for April. And then May will be rent and utilities, and things are at a dead halt. And for those of you who don't think I do anything to advertise my other services, I do. And I have. I've been doing it all day. But again, you know, right now it doesn't seem men have come to the come to Jesus moment where they're realizing that they're going to have to date us virtually. And until that happens, I'm stuck, just like many of you are. But if we can all just take anything from Self-Made on Netflix about Madam C.J. Walker, is to never take no for an answer. I don't want to give too much of it away, but when she stood up to Booker T. Washington, just all the times that she as a woman was on her shit and let the male patriarchy know, white and black male patriarchy know, even her husband know, that's her shit, and she ran that shit, amazing. And that's how I think in my life. But I want more of you to learn to think that way, because I know for a fact a lot of women still in 2020 don't understand their power or their strength. You know, we got to have a way of remembering that we are the shit as women, regardless of the color, and that we have to be strong and we have to keep maintaining. Hold on 1 second. Family checking in. One of the things she said that really, really struck me was never run back to what broke you. And this is when her piece of shit husband, he started out, man, in the beginning, I was like so rooting for him, played by the gorgeous Blair Underwood, nonetheless. I was so rooting for him because he seems to be like a really good guy. So I was really, really hoping. But like most men, he kind of dropped the ball and ran after, as people called them then, and we still call them, the light brights, and got involved with one of her main sales girls. And you could tell at the end that he, like most men, realized he'd made a decision and that he should have, you know, stayed true to her. But by then it was too late, and she was just over it. And I think that's something we all need to remember as women, too. Because this time right now is going to try us. It's going to try us financially. It's going to try us emotionally. It's going to try us mentally. Because we're looking at possibly being locked in our homes for 2 months at the end of the day. And that's maddening. That's maddening for most people. Hold on 1 second, fam, again. I'm sorry, y'all. We just have to be prepared, because there's going to be a lot of clients and even exes from our personal lives and just men trying to run back, double back, or come forward for the first time only because they know we're in a hard spot, and out of being predatory, not because they really care, they're going to try to offer us the moon, the stars, and the sun, knowing they're not really going to come through on any of it, or they're going to want so much blood, sweat, and tears for a minuscule, small amount of help. We still need to set the tone and let them know that if you are not able to be someone in my life who can help me not get put out, help me feed my family, or help me make sure me and my family are okay, then this is wasted time, and I really need to funnel and concentrate my energy into the people who can really hold me down right now. And that's not being a bitch, and that's not being stuck up, and that's not being ungrateful. That's simply looking at what is facing many of us for the next couple of months and saying, please don't blow smoke up my ass. Are you really able to help me or not? Because right now I have to think of the good of my family, the good of my children, and can I pay my bills till we get to the end of this crazy that has now inflicted itself upon all of us. For those of us who are not sick or not yet sick, since I don't know how many of us will get to curb it and not get sick at all, but for those of us who are healthy enough to still function, the worst part of this is that we may lose our homes, we may lose our cars, we may lose our businesses. This is something unprecedented that I, in my 50 years of living, have never seen or heard. And I don't ever remember my grandparents. And you know how old people tell stories to you the whole time you're growing up? I never even remember my grandparents mentioning anything as severe and life-altering as this. So if you need something to watch that's positive and that's affirmation of what you can do when you put your mind to it, even when you are starting off without even a bucket to piss in, please, I do suggest watching Self-Made on Netflix, the story of Madam C.J. Walker. Some other things that are on Netflix right now that you could watch that are uplifting: All American, which is normally a show that's on CW. They have the second season of that now on Netflix. It's one of my favorite shows. Y'all have heard me say that before. It's really, really, really good and worth a watch. I named some other ones yesterday already, like Elite, On My Block. And ones I suggest you stay away from. I don't know why some of you are watching this stuff, but let me tell you, stop. Do not watch Containment, Pandemic, any of the movies along those lines. I suggest not watching, because that's just going to make you more panicked and stressed out than you already are. Not even 23 Days or whatever it was called. Don't watch anything that is apocalyptic or based off of viral spreads viral spreads killing the human race. Don't watch that shit. It's going to be the worst case scenario in every movie that you watch of that nature. Like, don't watch Outbreak. Don't watch Containment. Don't watch Pandemic. Stay away from the zombie movies, guys. Like, watch something that's going to uplift your spirits and make you feel better. Not something that's going to have you nailing yourself shut in your house. We all need to stay in our houses. Yes, please stay in your house. Please do not risk your life for any amount of money right now. Because at the end of the day, if you make enough right now to pay your rent, because I know someone's going to say, well, I can't afford to take off. I get it. If you risk your life, though, and you get sick, and then you inflict that illness on other people, at the end of the day, sweetheart, you're going to be in the hospital. You're probably not going to be able to pay your rent anyway, depending on how bad of a case you get of things. And even if it doesn't affect you that bad, most of our clients are older, and you could really kill someone would wanting to pay rent. My advice is talk to your landlord. And if your landlord is extremely unreasonable and greedy, then you go above him and you talk to some of your council people. You talk to the judges in your area, or you write a letter to your governor. And as I said, I've done it before, so I'm not blowing smoke up your ass with telling you to do it. I've done it before. I've been in very precarious positions where I had to reach out to government officials on more than one occasion for the protection of my family. And I just had to take that risk. They found out I'm a sex worker. Okay, they did. But one thing they can't say is that I don't care about my family. You know, just really talk to your landlord, as long as you're already in good standing. Now, I understand that's not easy to do. If you've already been making late payments and your landlord is just over it at this point, I get it. But if you're a person like me who's been paying your shit on time and shit's been going on, reach out to them. If you don't get any appeasement from them, then reach out to government officials above them and who really make the decisions on evictions and how rent is being handled at this time. Everyone, stay safe. Another thing y'all can watch other than Netflix, Tubi, T-U-B-I, is free. And they have a lot of, like, older stuff, but still very interesting stuff. After all, we're stuck inside, right? Who cares if it's new film or old film? But I have been watching a lot of stuff on there as well. Investigation Discovery never gets old. Travel Channel never gets old. And guys, feel free to reach out to me. We're all bored, right? We can be pen pal email buddies for those of you. I'd love to hear ideas for things you want me to talk about on the show. I had interviews set up, but until I get my daughter's test results back, I'm not really in the space to do interviews because I know you guys are like, well, you're talking by yourself. Talking by myself is easier for me mentally than concentrating and asking someone questions and really having to find a time and schedule for it. This I can do kind of impromptu because it's just me. But there will be soon, there will soon be interviews from, you know, Elliot Emerson, Penelope Waters, and a few other people. It's just that this whole thing has thrown everyone's life into a state of chaos. So I needed to take a step back for a week or so. I will have to reschedule and push out everyone's interviews because right now I'm just trying to get through what I'm trying to get through mentally, keep checking on my daughter, making sure no symptoms are happening, keep checking on myself, making sure no symptoms are happening. But I promise y'all, hopefully by at least the end of next week, I can get back on my interview schedule with people. Thank you so much for listening. And you can reach out to me at straighttalkwstorm@gmail.com. Again, that's straighttalkwstorm@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SSPodcast1. Best of health and happiness through this craziness to everyone. Take care.